1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Police are now questioning a driver near the southern border who smashed into a group near a migrant shelter, killing seven people. CBS's Nicole Skanga is in Brownsville, Texas.
Witnesses say the driver ran a red light before veering off the side of the road, crashing into a large group. He then exited the vehicle and attempted to flee while shouting at the victims. Mirna Arteaga manages the nearby shelter.
Horrific. It was terrible. People were running to help him. Bodies were all over the place.
Brownsville police have charged the suspect with reckless driving and are investigating whether or not he acted intentionally or had alcohol in his system.
President Biden is calling on Congress to take more action faster to save lives following the mall massacre near Dallas. But Illinois Senator Dick Durbin told CNN today, if Congress doesn't make changes, voters can.
There is something more that America can do, and it's called an election. And if people across America are fed up with these mass shootings and killings and the terrible things that are happening even to our children as a result of it, they're going to vote accordingly.
Meantime, some lawmakers are accusing the president of dragging his feet on the debt ceiling. He's set to meet with congressional leaders on Tuesday, but Oklahoma Senator James Lankford tells ABC it should have been sooner.
Even last week when the Treasury Secretary said, well, now the X date may be June the 1st, the president's response was, well, maybe next week we should get together and talk about this. It should have been the next day.
Evacuations have started in Zaporizhia, Ukraine, over concerns about the safety of a nuclear power plant. And CBS's Charlie Daggett says just hours away, violence also escalated.
The battle for Bakhmut has burst into flames. Ukraine accusing the Wagner mercenary group of using banned incendiary weapons, possibly white phosphorus, posting videos as proof. Deploying them in civilian areas is a war crime.
Coronation celebrations continued today for King Charles.
As the sun set over Windsor Castle, its walls were illuminated with colored images, some designed by students at the Royal College of Art. English pop band Take That, Lionel Richie, and Katy Perry, among those playing to a wildly enthusiastic crowd of 20,000 filling the castle grounds, and to dignified enthusiasm from the royal box. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Earlier in the day, First Lady Jill Biden took Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's wife for a spin. They went to a SoulCycle class in London called Soul Survivor. The classes raise money for cancer research. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. After 8 years, James Corden is saying goodbye to The Late Late Show. What will he miss the most about it all?
More than anything, I'm just going to miss my friends that I've made here at the show. I'm going to miss the feeling of coming into this office every day and knowing that someone's going to make you laugh.
Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows level off around 51. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 55. Cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 46. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 70.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to Seth Faces the Music. We started off this second hour with REM and The Sidewinder Sleeps Tonight, followed by Wings and Good Night Tonight. That will not be the last we hear from Sir Paul today on this show. The name Abby Lane may not mean much to you, but she was a singer and actress back in the 40s and the 50s, married for a while to Xavier Cugat, his fourth wife, I believe, and she sang with his band, including this next track. Here's her version of a much-recorded song, Noche de Ronda.
Noche de Ronda, qué triste pasas, qué triste cruzas por mi balcón. Noche de Ronda, cómo me hieres, cómo lastimas mi corazón. See the setting sun, the evening's just begun, and lovers in the air. Be I'm begging you to share. Be mine tonight. Promise this my own, before the night is flown, you'll tell me that you care. Surrender. your heart be mine tonight. Que las rondas no son buenas, que hacen daño, que dan penas, que se acaban.
Panic at the Disco with Let's Kill Tonight. Please don't kill anyone tonight. Coming up next on Seth Faces the Music. We have a band that I just found out still isn't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm not sure how that is even possible. They had a great front man. They had a lot of hits. Well, I guess we're just going to have to do them right by playing them on WFHR.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Let
McCain.
Hey, tonight! That was Creedence Clearwater Revival. And before that, we started off the set with INXS, Need You Tonight. So, although I don't do it every show, it just wouldn't be a Seth Faces the Music without my favorite band, They Might Be Giants. The song coming up, though, is interesting in a lot of ways. It's actually called The Guitar, but because they use a version of The Lion Sleeps Tonight in the song, they had to put that as a subtitle on it. So the actual full title of the song is The Guitar, The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Let her go. And that was Tonight by the Soft Boys, a group made up basically of two guys who later went on to have interesting solo careers. Kimberly Rue was one. He became the architect of Katrina and the Waves. And Robin Hitchcock, who went on to form his own group, the Egyptians, and had a very interesting career indeed after that. And before that, we had David Bowie from his album The Next Day. That was The Stars Are Out Tonight. One more set to go here on Seth Faces the Music for tonight. And we're going to kick it off with a song from the 80s that you're either going to love me or hate me for playing. There is no middle ground. Stay tuned right here to WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hi, this is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday morning at 10:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
To be with you tonight. So if you're feeling
One of the great indie bands to come out of the 1990s, that was Low with Tonight. Basically a duo of Alan Sparhawk and Mimi Parker. Sadly, we lost Mimi Parker to ovarian cancer last November. And before that, everyone was Wang Chunging. Well, you don't have to admit if you were or not by the group Wang Chung. Let us turn once again to Sir Paul McCartney. This is from a solo album he did in the 90s. And possibly his last great commercial gasp, I guess. He had a hit that came off of it, and we're going to play it for you right now. With a little help from Jeff Lynne, here's The World Tonight.
I saw you sitting at the center of a circle. Everybody wanted something from you. Saw you sitting there. Saw you swaying to the rhythm of the music. Got you playing. Got you praying to the voice inside you. Saw you swaying there. I don't care what you wanna be. I can see the world tonight.
can see the world tonight. I heard you listening to a secret conversation. You were crying. You were trying not to let them hear you. I heard you listening.
And that's going to bring us to an end of this edition of Seth Faces the Music. We got one more song to play, but before that, thanks everyone for listening. Join me again next week for another theme, more fun, more music. We're going to go out today with Saint Etienne. Have a great week, everyone. Bye.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.